Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
53 after the hour now in the Good Day program. Time for our weekly visit with Warren Eckstein, your pet's best friend. And I will tell you two things about Warren: hugs and kisses. That's all you need to know. If you go to petshow.com or hugsandkisses.com, you will find Warren's formula for keeping your dog, your cat, as healthy as possible. Hugs and kisses, separately formulated minerals and vitamins for your dog and your cat. Check it out at hugsandkisses.com. Plus, Warren has started a new podcast, The Pet Insider, which you can go to. I guess you got to go to Podcast One first and then find it, or can we just?
You can do it on iTunes as well.
Okay, all right. So each week you have a different focus. It's different than the radio program because what is happening here is that Warren is explaining things that are helpful to you versus telling you stories. Matter of fact, we have a story at DougStephan.com about a student's service dog and how it worked in his yearbook. And I think it's a sweet story. We'll get to that in just a moment here on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
From the Fab Five through 15 NBA seasons, this guy was money in the paint. He averaged 20 points and nearly 10 rebounds per game and rattled a few rims with his powerful dunks.
Oh, Chris Webber with the 40!
So where is Chris Webber now? Chris married longtime girlfriend Erica Dates shortly after retiring. He's a major investor in a massive Chicago real estate development project. His foundation helps at-risk youth in his native Detroit. And Chris is a hoops analyst for TNT. Plus, he's produced for rapper Nas.
I was young. I was surviving the time.
Sounds like a slam dunk to me. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
All right, 55 past the hour here on Good Day. We have Warren Eckstein with us from The Pet Show. This story is about a Louisiana middle school youngster. They have honored in the yearbook the student's service dog with a photo next to the student is a picture of the dog. Good Hope Middle School, West Monroe, Louisiana. We are heard there. Good morning. Hello, folks there. The story of Joseph Ware, 14, and was asked whether he wanted to have his service dog, Presley, photographed for her own spot in the yearbook. The youngster needs, he has several issues, and he needs a companion. He brings a dog to school, and so they decided to tout this with a tribute to the service dog. I just thought it was very cool. So that's why
I think it's a great idea. There was a story out last week, Doug. I don't have it up here, so I can't give you the exact info, but there was a young girl that was going to her prom and wanted to take her dog as her date to the prom with her because she was, you know, obviously not asked by anyone else. And I thought it was a great idea, but once the story broke out, of course, every guy at the school wanted to take her to the prom, but it was her dog that was the catalyst that got that, which I think was great.
Yeah. You have posted, and we have it in our Better Living box at DougStephan.com, a story about animals having their own bathrooms. We've heard all of the discussion about LGBT, all of the transgender folks or whoever needs their own bathroom. They have a bathroom for dogs at JFK Airport.
Yeah, there's many airports now around the world, but, you know, people fly with their dogs, and when they get off the plane, their dog has to eliminate. Where's the dog going to go? I mean, unless you're my dog that sits on the john on the commode, you have a lot of trouble. So what they did is they've actually set up these doggy areas, rest areas, where when you get off the plane or you're waiting for a plane, you can take your dog and have them eliminated. I think it's a great idea. You know, in France, Doug, they have bathrooms for dogs on the streets.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Bathrooms for dogs where the dog can go in and use the bathroom, and you clean up and it's all taken care of. I think it's a great idea. Listen, almost 60% of people living in this country have dogs. They got to poop somewhere. We got to clean it up. Let's give them a place.
I also have a story at DougStephan.com about the state of Michigan studying a bill which would require you to be arrested, charged as a felon, if you leave your dog in your car. This is something that has been, you'd think it's nothing but common sense, but there are a lot of people who, and as we get into warm weather, it's going to be a factor again. So leaving your dog in your car could soon be a felony in Michigan. I'm sure you'd support that 150%.
You got that right. Absolutely. I think it's very important that people understand that leaving a dog in a car is just as dangerous as leaving any living thing in the car, and a felony is what they deserve.
The pet sitting company, Pet Sitter, is suing a Texas couple over their negative Yelp review. They're looking for $200,000. Well, they were. Now they've up to $1 million because Prestigious Pets, the name of the group, said the couple violated their non-disparagement clause in the contract by posting a bad review.
See, that's why I work with animals, Doug. There's no contract. You shake a paw and it's a deal.
Unbelievable. Yes, right. Congratulations. Warren Eckstein, happily here on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.